The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As Jesus passed by, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the customs post. He said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. While he was at table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat with Jesus and his disciples. The Pharisees saw this and said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" He heard this and said, "To those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. Go and learn the meaning of the words, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice.' I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I'm going to test how conscious and active and participating you are this morning. As we were hearing the gospel, I want to see if you were listening to it. Who wrote this gospel passage? Matthew, okay? And who is it about, the first part about it? There's two people in the very first part. Matthew and Jesus. Do you think the Matthew who wrote the gospel is the same Matthew who's written in the gospel? How many think that? Good, because you'd be right. Can you imagine you writing your own story about how you met Jesus? How many of you could imagine that? I would hope we could, right? To write your own story. Matthew is writing his own story, and there's something wonderful here, and he just doesn't give us a whole lot of detail. But who was Matthew before Jesus called him? He was a sinner, we can assume, because we're all sinners, right? And he recognized that sin. What did he do for a living? Tax collector. And we have it, we don't understand necessarily what customs post is, but it's somebody who sets up, and as people would come through, they would collect taxes. So where did the taxes get sent? Do you know this? To the Romans. Very good. And Matthew, what is Matthew? What do you know, what nationality, what religion he would be? He's not Roman. I'll give you a clue. He's the same as Jesus. Hebrew, Jewish. And do you think there was any friendship between the Jewish people and the Roman people? How many think there would have been a good friendship, that they would have gotten along absolutely well? No, they didn't get along very well. Individuals with the individuals, yes, but Rome was a nation far, far away from Israel. And the Jewish people saw that Rome was kind of oppressing them. They were taking all sorts of money from Israel and all sorts of demands for the people to a point that even Rome forced Israel to change some of its religious customs. It didn't go so well for Rome, but Israel and the Jewish people continued to keep their customs. And so there was this hatred between Israel and Rome. And so anyone who supported Roman taxes, how do you think they would have been seen? As sinners, as anyone else? Because sinners is a good word. The devil, that's maybe not quite literally, but they would have seen them as somebody who was like the devil, who was constantly being adversarial, somebody who was constantly against them, somebody who was constantly, okay, anyone else? We don't need to have the names, but somebody who supported the Roman tax system would have been hated. Really, really, really hated. We can't even imagine how much a tax collector would have been hated. And what does Jesus do? What words does Jesus say? Follow me. Two words. If a stranger came up to you today when you're sitting in your classroom, let's say he just came in or she came into your classroom and knocked on the door and said, "Follow me," how many of you would follow? Oh, I hope none of you would, right? I hope your teachers would stop them, right? But what was it about Jesus that Jesus was, I have to assume anyway, that Jesus was a stranger to Matthew, that Matthew didn't know Jesus. What do you think it was about Jesus' invitation to Matthew that caused him to simply just get up and leave? That Jesus looked like he was poor, that's possible. That Matthew heard Jesus, it was a sincere asking, and I think that's part of it, yep. Yeah, that's possible. Matthew wasn't used to people saying, follow me. And I think another thing, Matthew probably wasn't used to people treating him with respect. So maybe in the very how he asked. Okay, anyone else? I think that Jesus might have looked at Matthew with love. And might have, and Matthew in his heart would have said, here's somebody that loves me, who wants more for me. Somebody who doesn't see me as just a tax collector, just a sinner, somebody who doesn't see me as somebody who's hated, somebody who's to be ignored except when I have to be paid attention to. Here's somebody that loves me for me. And what does Matthew do when he hears that invitation? He follows, he gets up. He leaves everything. Everything. Okay, now let's pretend again, somebody comes into your classroom, you have your lunch money out on the table, on your desk, for some reason, that you didn't give it to Mrs. DeHaze, right? How many of you would just simply get up and leave your lunch money? Good. But Matthew does. He just walks away. He walks away from it all. And what happens in the rest of his life? We have to assume we didn't hear it in the gospel reading, but do you know what he does with the rest of his life? Okay, well, not the whole Bible, but he writes a gospel, which is the about the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, right? Okay, what else does he do? He tells other people about Jesus, not only through writing, but also through his words. Okay, what does he do first, though? Okay. Well, he helps Jesus. We don't know if Jesus baptized people or not. That doesn't say that he does, but he helped Jesus bring people to him. He became an apostle. So not only somebody who followed Jesus, but somebody, an apostle means somebody whom Jesus has sent. And sent to do what? Well, sent to preach to people, to bring them to Jesus, sent to tell people this is who Jesus is. And Matthew has a great honor of writing his own story in the gospel. And who's the focus of the story, though? Is it him? No, that's what I love about this passage. He's not saying, oh, it's all about me. He's saying, look what Jesus did. Jesus said, follow me, and I just got up and left everything and followed. I think that's something wonderful for us to think about if we write our story of how we know Jesus, that we keep the focus always on Jesus, that this is how Jesus loves me, because then it reminds others that Jesus loves you, loves them just as much, right? So as we come this day, we honor St. Matthew. We thank God that he heard in the depths of his heart when Jesus invited him to follow, that he saw Jesus loved him, saw Jesus calling him, and that we would remember ourselves that Jesus calls each and every one of us. And we sometimes have to be like Matthew to understand that maybe we are sinners. The Pharisees in today's gospel reading didn't understand that. Who does he think he is? He's eating tax with tax collectors and sinners. But we're all sinners, right? We shouldn't be embarrassed about that. We should be embarrassed about our sins and go to confession if we are able. but to know that Jesus loves us all the same. And when we recognize our sin, he calls us even more.